that we talked to John Amedeo, councilman and former assemblyman, as you hope remember. And we asked him about the dunes. We started off with that and couldn't, you know, let him completely off the hook with what all that's been rumored out of Margate, but the battle over the dunes. So here's that conversation. So what about the dunes? They're working in Margate now? Are they going to work through the weekend, do you know?
Yes, they started actually, I guess it was on Wednesday morning, pumping sand on the Margate border, Fredericks, you know, Ventnor on Fredericksburg Avenue, and they're probably they're getting about 100 foot per day the way it's set up now. So it's going to be a lengthy process since the other hopper barge wasn't available to come. It's going under maintenance right now. They figured 200 a day originally, which was a 37-day schedule. So my guess, we're going to probably be in the 60 to 70 day schedule, so it'll be all summer long at a slow snail's pace.
Oh my goodness, and that really hurts that people have to find another part of the beach to go to. Well, it's always several.
It is a nightmare. It's something that you don't want to see at any shore resort, because we thrive, as you know, and we're all well aware. You live in Brigantine. Our summer season, those 8-10 weeks are very critical to our businesses and to our residents, but more importantly to our visitors that come and spend money. And that's what we look at. And, you know, in the area where they started is probably our most heavily populated area, what I call the northern part of the city, because from the bay to the ocean is probably 8 to 10 blocks and mostly 40-foot lots, which you have a high concentration of our population, our year-round residents there, and our second homeowners. Whereas when you go south of Jerome Avenue, the island narrows out, and the lots become bigger by zoning. So, you know, our heaviest populated area right now, and they wanted to close down two beaches on that stretch from the pier to Fredericksburg Avenue, which would be the Claremont Avenue Beach and the Argyle Avenue Beach. And I sat in a meeting with the Army Corps and the DEP yesterday to ask them not to do that, to allow us to keep one beach on that stretch open, not only for the safety of our you know, people, but to allow them to be able to utilize for their convenience that, rather than having to get in the car and go down on the south side to be able to utilize our beach. Mm-hmm. So again, we're not happy about it, Don. We fought it. We spent many days in court, and the legal system determined that the governor had the right with his executive order to force and mandate dunes. The only thing the citizens of Margate have stood by, and we plan to stand by them, in the fact that we will never engage in any signed agreement like Ventnor did and Longport did to pursue replenishment programs, which then become on the cost of the burden goes to the cost of the taxpayers. So Margate, as we lose dunes, unless the federal government fully subsidizes them and pays for them, we will not engage in any contract to replenish our dunes.
How about that? Well, that's revealing.